Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Just calm down, calm down. We knew that Taylor Swift was going to get married someday. Just calm down. Breathe deep. You're going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. Shut up. We're going to get through this together. Thanks for joining us. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Prize package coming up momentarily. Let me make sure our phone lines are clear. Line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4, line 5, line 6, line 7, line 8, line 9, line 10. All right, we're in good shape here. Prize package coming up shortly, 10th caller. If you just joined us, of course, you've missed some incredible radio. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 to get your Dimitri fix. Also, the River Talk Radio Network. All right, so I was talking with you, and by the way, we're going to get to... here's the other thing. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself, not the radio station, but a truck driver from the Valley... who goes by Big Willie. What were the odds? What were the odds? This is not a goof. This is an actual guy. He goes by Big Willie. So Mr. Willie, who's been on Monday and Tuesday with us, is going to be back on again today, and he's going to be talking to us live from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. He's going to be talking with us about what's going on in the trucking industry, especially now with all the problems, these illegals killing people all over the place. They can't read English. They can't read street signs. It's unbelievable. So Mr. Big Willie himself calling us live from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. A first here on Big Willie 105.5. All right, so we've got that coming up. We've got another beta version of Dimitri Graffiti. That'll be coming up a little bit later today. We did the first one yesterday. It was rough. It was rough. The listeners have to step up their game. That's all there's to it. They have to step up their game. I'll do whatever I can to give them the tough love, but this is on them. So we're going to try to make this thing work. So that'll be later on today. Again, a pair of tickets to give away. Major attraction in Pittsburgh, just a few seconds away. But let me finish this thought first. One other thing. Do you think it's a good idea for the local media? One TV station here in the Valley. Do you think it's a good idea for them to make a sick sex joke in their headline about the rape of a child here in the Valley? Any sane person would say no. That is beneath contempt. Wait till I tell you what Channel 7 did, though, thinking that they were very, very clever. Disgusting. Beyond disgusting. That's coming up. In fact, I got it right here. Okay, so let me finish the thing with 9. I got this news story from 9. You're hearing the audio from the newscast regarding what's going on in Steubenville. And you would think this would be a no-brainer. A lot that nobody has wanted for almost a quarter century. Finally, somebody wants Dollar General. They want to build a store there, create construction jobs, and then open the store, which means they're going to have around 10 or so people, more jobs there at the Dollar General. Dollar General, I should say. And selling stuff that people in the neighborhood would want. You'd think a no-brainer, but no. It's a royal pain to start that business because Councilman Royal Mayo went on and on about, hey, this doesn't make any sense. Why do we need to do this? Nobody wants this. It was unbelievable to me. I actually played the audio from the Channel 9 newscast, but that's not the worst of it. Again, I have to explain. I don't even know why I have to explain this. You have a vacant lot nobody wants for roughly a quarter century, 23 years. Now somebody wants it, which means that corner lot, as soon as the deed goes over to Dollar General, now you're going to have Dollar General paying real estate taxes, right? Creating all these jobs, construction jobs, right? Those construction jobs will create income tax. Then when the store is built, you're going to have 10 other jobs there for the people who are operating the store, which means sales tax, which means income tax. Revenue coming into the city, to the school district, to the county, to the state. 10 new jobs in Steubenville. You'd think that'd be a cause for celebration. But no. Trying to open a store there is a royal pain. City Councilman Royal Mayo was going on and on how it wasn't even needed. Like, how the hell does he know what's needed and not needed? If the people don't need it, they won't shop there. My God. And just when you think that the stupidity could not get any worse than Royal Mayo, there were at least two citizens, at least two, at least they were featured in the news story on 9, who had to display their unbelievable ignorance regarding this. And again, I've not edited any of this. You are hearing this raw from the Channel 9 news story. These two people essentially showing to the world that they're just, how do I say this tactfully? Idiots. Well, it wasn't so tactful, but you get the idea. All right, here we go.
Residents also had the chance to speak about how they felt, and several of them expressed opposition.
Because they're willing to put up with whatever headaches or nonsense that the other stores aren't willing to put up with. So you're really just inviting something that's not really serving that well.
Really, something not serving that well and putting up with stuff that other stores don't want to put up with? What in God's name does that even mean? If Dollar General is going to be putting up with stuff that other stores don't want to put up with, isn't that a good thing for the neighborhood? Especially on a piece of dirt that nobody's wanted for roughly a quarter century? But it gets worse. And I swear to you, I'm not making this up. This is not doctored. This guy actually said this. Here we go. Wait a minute. Let me just move this back just a little bit. All right.
Really serving that well.
We need fresh groceries, fresh vegetables, fruits, meats, cheeses, eggs. We don't need no dollar store in the hood. We need a grocery store.
While no decision was made.
I don't even know what to say. What do you say when you run up against that type of, quote, logic? What do you say? Well, sir, you've had roughly 25 years to build your own little grocery store there, providing fresh fruits and vegetables for the people of that neighborhood. Have you done that? Has anybody done that? Has Royal Mayo done that? We don't need no Dollar General here in the hood. What the hell does that even mean? Why don't you let the people of the hood, his words, again, let me play this for you again. This is just unbelievable to me. There we go.
Really serving that well.
We need fresh groceries, fresh vegetables, fruits, meats, cheeses, eggs. We don't need no dollar store in the hood.
We don't need no dollar store in the hood. We'll tell you what. How about if Dollar General builds this store, creating construction jobs, and then opens the store and runs the store, creating another 10 jobs, and they sell stuff, offering it to the people. If the people in the hood, his word, not mine, choose not to shop there, fine, then they don't need it, do they? But what if they do shop there? I guess that would mean that they would need it. How about letting the people in the, quote, hood decide what's best for them? Instead of some know-it-all who at city council meeting is clapping himself. He's applauding himself as he's talking. Did you catch that? Hold on. Let me just do this again. Wait a minute. There we go. He's actually applauding himself. He's giving himself a hand as he's talking. Listen to this.
Something that's not really serving that well.
We need fresh groceries, fresh vegetables, fruits, meats, cheeses, eggs. We don't need no dollar store in the hood.
He's applauding himself as he's doing this. Nobody else is applauding, by the way. And so if you're thinking of starting a business in Steubenville, just remember that at least one city councilman can make it a royal pain and you've got at least two citizens of Steubenville who I think would be happy to rename it Stupidville. Unbelievable. Absolutely un-friggin' believable. Unbelievable. What do we do first? Channel 7's grotesque joke at the expense of a child that was sexually abused, or a prize package? Give it. I'd do the prize package. Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us, calling us live from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. He's going to be talking about what's going on in the trucking industry now with all these illegals and the latest regarding this guy from, I guess, India, who end up killing three people. He does not speak English. He can't even read the signs. But he got a CDL from California. Surprise. Surprise, surprise. And now three people are dead. Unbelievable. All right, let's shift gears. I need something positive, life-affirming, to cheer me up. Because this next thing with Channel 7 is just grotesque beyond words. They actually make a joke about it in the headline. It involves an adult molesting, raping a little girl here in the valley. And Channel 7 decides to make a joke about it in its headline. It's beyond sick. I don't know who the hell's in charge there, but someone really... Well, all right, that's coming up. But first, let's do a quick quick. None of these contests are quick with me. It's like pulling teeth. All right, pair of tickets. Prize package. Pair of tickets. The Pittsburgh Zoo and... the Pittsburgh Aquarium. It's a magnificent facility. The zoo and the aquarium, all sorts of great animals, giraffes and tigers and lions and bears and seahorses and octopuses and octopus eye or whatever it is, and all sorts of great, great stuff. It's magnificent. It is wonderful. It is the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, a pair of tickets. Now, if you're the winner, if you're the 10th caller, you've got to come here to the world headquarters of Big Willie 105.5, the studios here on Rock Hill in Bel Air, to pick up the tickets. We will have them for you in a special envelope. We cannot mail the tickets to you because, frankly, we just don't trust the post office. It's just the postal service is just horrible. So that's what you're going to have to do if you're the big winner. 10th caller wins. Here's how it works. Before you call, turn down the volume of your radio or whatever device you're using to listen to Dimitri on Big Willie 105.5. You call. Here's the number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I answer the phone. Don't hang up because that's how a conversation works on the phone. I'll ask you your name, ask you what are you up to, and just chit-chat and then say, hey, you're caller number one or number two or number nine or whatever it happens to be. This is not rocket surgery, and I mean that literally. So don't have the radio playing in the background because it's really distracting. I can't hear what I'm saying. It's just awful. 10th caller wins. You got to pick up the tickets. All right, let's get this before this hard break here. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Alexis.
Alexis, where are you calling from?
Belmont, Ohio.
Great. And what are you up to these days, Alexis?
I'm a speech therapist in the schools starting today.
Really? You're starting speech therapy? Like what? Like helping people not say or stutter or what?
Yes.
That's great. Okay, Alexis, you're the first caller, so call back. Hopefully you'll win. I was going to make a really inappropriate joke, but I couldn't do that because pretty soon I'll be talking about Channel 7 and their inappropriate joke, and so I got to behave myself at least this time. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Darren.
Darren, what are you up to these days?
Just doing some landscaping.
Landscaping, and what is it, like pulling weeds, or what do you do with landscaping?
Building retaining walls.
Oh, for Cindy Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. and her wall is still retaining, so very good. You're caller number two, so good luck to you, sir. All right. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on the air. What's your name?
Alexis.
Oh, you're calling back already?
Yes.
Okay. You're caller number three. She was calling me from a wind tunnel or something. Okay. Here's the other thing. People don't realize that not a lot of people typically call into contests on radio. You would think that they would because we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of potential listeners. It's unbelievable. A lot of times people think, well, I'll never have a chance of winning. And so they don't call. So Alexis actually was able to call twice, which is really quite amazing. All right. So, Lord, we're coming up to a break here. We may have to finish this on the other side of the commercial break. Hi, Big Willie, 105.5. What's your first name?
Veda.
I'm sorry?
Veda.
Louder. I can't hear you. What? Really, phone calls are not that hard a concept. They really... Okay, we're going to have to continue this right after the short break here. So if you're calling, just hold on, unless the call disconnects somehow. I hope it doesn't. I don't know. I actually don't know how the phone system works here or much of anywhere else. Neither do my listeners, apparently. But we will continue with this. The tension is building. It is building. It's Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5.